Thanks so much for staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. Let's find out what the Teachers Union thinks of the National School Walkout Day. Harry Tan is the Secretary General of the National Union of the Teaching Profession for Peninsular Malaysia, or NUTP, as it's better known as. Harry, good evening. Thank you for joining us on the show. Does NUTP support the National School Walkout Day?
We are against this totally. As the team suggests, that, you know, the teachers are looking around in schools trying to harm the students. So that is the, I think that is the reason why they are organizing this. And I think it's not fair to punish all the teachers in Malaysia. We have about 450,000. Are all of them doing what they are not supposed to do? So this is an issue that we feel strongly against, and we feel that the group that is organizing is just doing more harm than good towards the whole education system.
But Harry, let me put it to you this way. What they're trying to do is to raise awareness of an issue that has long been swept under the carpet. I don't believe in recent years the NUTP has, and correct me if I'm wrong, actually taken up this issue of the tolerance for rape culture in schools, the misconduct of teachers, so on and so forth. So they're now demanding to be heard. And what's wrong with that?
Now, first of all, I want to ask, is this a widespread problem? To say that the teachers do not address this issue, I think that is not true at all. For example, we have numerous problems before this. For example, students vaping, smoking, bullying, cyberbullying, sodomy, gangsterism. There are numerous problems that we have always addressed, teachers have always addressed. But the issue now, being discussed tonight, is whether is this widespread? Or are the teachers not concerned at all? Or are you just talking about an isolated case? This is something
that
must be fair. Yep, right.
Harry, could you answer that question? You are well positioned to answer that question. Is this a widespread problem?
How is it a widespread problem? Where is the statistic? Where is the data? Who are they talking about? How many schools are we talking about? We have 450,000 teachers in the country. We have 10,000 schools. How many schools are they talking about? Give me the facts.
So, Harry, that's very interesting. You talk about facts. The question is the NUTP or the ministry collecting this data? Is it being monitored by independent agencies so that when something actually happens, it is reported and captured in a database? Is there any of that happening?
Okay, let's look at the fact. How many people have reported about this besides the girl in question? How many in the recent...
So this is very interesting. You're constantly putting this, the onus of the problem onto the victim, when in fact the question is there recognition by NUTP that there might be a problem and therefore it's worth investigating this?
Hold on first. Let's look at the fact. She has made an allegation. She has made a report to the police, all right? Let the authorities investigate. And if there is any person wrong here, any person that has gone against the law, let the law take its course. NUTP is not condoning anybody who has gone against the law. But this is the issue that you are talking about is widespread. Without any facts, without any data, and then on the allegation of one person, of which she has made the police report, I believe so. Let the police take its course. I'm not saying that that teacher is wrong if she is in the wrong, or I'm not saying that the student is not being transgressed upon her rights. No, I did not say that. Only thing I'm saying is this thing as widespread as bullying or as other matters that we have already taken before. So if it is, then definitely we have to look at it. But look at this, the statistics. You are telling that there are teachers in the school waiting to make jokes and crack jokes about this throughout the whole country. That's why you have a National Day walkout. You are not specific to the case.
Well, Harry, just to come back to what you said, there are many reasons that have been well documented about why victims of sexual harassment don't come out and report, particularly make police reports. I want to ask you of the issue, since you brought up the recent Make Schools Safe Place movement, has the NUTP responded to that? Does the NUTP plan to respond to that, to the recent comments made about rape culture, to the recent allegations of period spot checks? Is NUTP doing anything about that?
Well, as you made it a very, you have made a very sweeping statement. You have said a rape culture is in the school. Now, you're not talking about rape culture. What is culture? Culture means everybody is doing it. That's culture. For example, you know,
rape culture means to normalize.
You go to any school, there'll be rape cases. There'll be people talking about rape. The teachers will be joking about rape. The students will be joking about rape. So you're talking about culture. You're not talking about an isolated case, or you're not talking about 10 cases, or you're not talking about 100 cases. You're talking about culture. What does the culture mean? The word culture is a very wide thing.
Harry, you seem to take a very defensive position.
I'm not defensive.
Is this the approach of the NUTP?
When
critics come out, is your approach to say, oh, where's the facts? I mean, why do you take a defensive position rather than being open to an exploration of it?
Why are you saying I'm taking a defensive position when I'm on the offensive? I'm saying, you give me the facts, you give me the data, you're making a sweeping statement. You're using the word culture. You're not saying the word, there is a problem. We have to look at it fair enough. You are saying there is a culture. There is a rape culture in the whole country of Malaysia. You're talking about there's a rape culture in Kuala Lumpur. You're talking about there's a rape culture in the infant, in the missionary schools. You're talking about there's a rape culture in the girls' schools. Are you fair? You're making a sweeping statement. You have not given me the data. You are not giving me. And then you suddenly you say I'm on the defensive. That is not fair to me. Correct or not?
Harry?
Yeah.
Yes, Harry, if any teachers choose to participate in the National School Walkout Day tomorrow and on Friday, will they be faced with any kind of repercussions?
Well, they are supposed to be on work. If you want to do anything that is, what they call it, in this case, I would say industrial action, all right? Then you have to follow the law, all right? So that is how it is.
Okay, Harry, thank you so much for speaking with us tonight. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, and that is all we have for you on this episode of Consider This. But before we leave you, a quick reminder, don't forget to get all the latest news and information on COVID-19 vaccines on astroawani.com and the Astro Awani app. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin, signing off for the evening.
We will be back with you same time tomorrow. Till then, good night.
Good night.